This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been new deadly violence in Iraq as the civil discord there continues to take a heavy toll. We get a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
On the strategic Ahrar Bridge in Baghdad, security forces fired live ammunition, killing several protesters and wounding many more. The violence came as protesters occupied three main bridges in the capital, leading towards the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Meanwhile, violence across southern Iraq continued throughout the night, with security forces killing over a dozen protesters and wounding many others. Protesters had set fire to the Iranian consulate in the holy city of Najaf in one of the worst attacks targeting Iranian interests in the country since the anti-government protests erupted 2 months ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. Chinese leaders are angry about it, while noted Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong praises the U.S. action.
No matter Democrats or Republicans, the new bipartisan consensus from both the U.S. administration and the Congress is to stand with Hong Kong to prioritize human rights and democracy and not being overrided by the trade negotiation.
This is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and the weather has relented to allow the Macy's Day Parade to fly its 16 huge colorful balloons in New York City. Wind gusts have threatened to keep them grounded. More on the winter chill in the U.S. from AP's Matt Small.
The National Weather Service says the storm will bring significant snow and blizzard conditions to the Rockies tomorrow and across the Northern Plains through Saturday before moving to the Great Lakes and Northeast Sunday and Monday. 1 to 2 feet of snowfall totals are expected for many of the impacted areas.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea today launched two missiles. Here is VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul with details.
It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests. Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump have met three times since June 2018, but have failed to make any progress on dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons. Talks have been stalled since February, when a summit in Hanoi between Kim and Trump ended in a disagreement over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Almost all of North Korea's missile tests this year have been short-range. Trump has said he has no problem with North Korea's short-range launches, since they can't reach the United States.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. Tomorrow is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year in the United States, when retailers count on taking in a major portion of the year's profits. Stores and online shopping sites offer deep discounts, real and imagined, to attract customers, and tens of millions of shoppers can be expected once again to be part of a holiday spending frenzy. More than 2 million hectares of land, including vast areas of forest, have been scorched in eastern Australia's brushfire crisis. Scientists are beginning to assess the toll on wildlife, especially koalas. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The furry marsupials live in trees, and in parts of the country, they're in decline. They're listed as a vulnerable species under federal environment law in the states of Queensland and New South Wales, where bushfires have destroyed vast areas of habitat in recent weeks. Some campaigners have argued the koala is functionally extinct in parts of Australia. It's a controversial assertion that's not supported by many experts. They believe that to be considered to be functionally extinct, a species must have fallen to a few hundred or dozens, which doesn't apply to koalas.
That was Phil Mercer for VOA from Sydney. NATO's leaders are preparing for a two-day meeting in London to mark the alliance's 70th anniversary. The war in Syria and the ongoing threat from Russia will serve as the backdrop for the summit, but growing tensions between member nations could overshadow the celebrations. For more news, you can always go to voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.